Dios, mamá, mamá solía kurus na wangi beta balung balas mama mama pun capek syodong luwe siu tete manise jaga beta pun
Indonesian Defense Forces has said it no longer bears responsibility for former Marine Satria Arta Kumbara, who was reportedly wounded while fighting as a mercenary for Russia in the war against Ukraine. Speaking to journalists in Jakarta on Monday, TNI spokesperson Major General Kristome Sianturi said Satria has no longer been part of the TNI as he has been dishonorably discharged and deserted. TCL Technology has released its 2024 Environmental, Social and Governance Report, presenting the company's achievement in governance, sustainable transition and shared value initiatives. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan. Aku jadi tak sabar.
Langit, kau begitu gelap. Malam, menggenapkan hasrat. Engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku.
Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu.
Dekap, dekaplah diriku. Dengar, kan Aldebaran hati, jangan kau ragukan aku. Engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Semakin terbang melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu.
Listeners, welcome back to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today with me, Unika, as your host for the next 6 hours. Hello, how are you today? And I am now feeling very, very excited to be here with you guys. And of course, don't forget to check out our social media, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, and you can contact us on our email, voilistener@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62 821 238 12130, +62 821 238 12130. And now after this, I'll be playing you a song, Andai Aku Bisa, covered by Tulus, Erwin Gutawa Orchestra, and Hasna Mufida.
Yeah. Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, we're going to play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Wons came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Alun sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kabuku, dalam hati ada satu, manis lembut bisikan. Bintang malam, semilir angin pun sejuk, seakan hidup mendatang dapat ku tempuh denganmu. Love.
Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Jadi mimpi-mimpimu dan selimuti hatimu yang beku. Aku kan menjadi bintang-bintangmu, kan selalu menyinari dan menghapus rasa rindumu yang pilu. Aku bisa untuk menjadi apa yang kau minta, untuk menjadi apa yang kau impikan, tapi ku tak bisa menjadi
Indonesia.
begitu berarti. Yang selalu di hati, ku rasa ku sampai di ujung jalanku. Oh, oh, tempatku berhenti dan bernyanyi. Oh, jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung hatimu. Ku rekatkan arah di
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. dispose of your trash properly, and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, now I'm gonna play you a feature entitled Mangrove the Savior. So let's see, how could mangrove save and be the savior?
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, the fact is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh,
juga,
of course the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami melaut
di kawasan, at that time we went to the sea in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw, At that time, the water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that
Alhamdulillah,
time.
Syukur puji Tuhan kami sampaikan
we confided to the God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially
khususnya di
in Bali,
Bali
at that time.
That's what we see. Kami melihatnya
that's
di
where the function of the mangrove forest is
daripada hutan mangrove itu
as
sebagai
a food and guard,
benteng, dan
the coastline
penjaga
and the
garis
island
pantai
that
daripada
we
pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika
exactly.
Tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu,
sangat,
for example, we got very clear information
ya,
that there was no village in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora.
Manfaat ekonomi daripada
we have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests,
di mana
where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area.
Yang kedua,
then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove food that we have here can be used for processed food,
makanan,
wings,
minuman,
and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bakau itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia, but has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure, such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multi-benefit benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil perangkapan
ikan yang
keseharian itu
tidak bagus.
Well,
as fishermen who have worked locations at the high sea, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most.
Itu
it has seasonability.
Sedangkan kita yang mempunyai hutan bakau, mangroves, itu tidak ada musimnya dan tidak ada musimnya.
We can catch fish every day.
Keseharian kita bisa
no
menangkap kepiting bakau,
every day we can
udang,
catch
dan aneka ikan
mangrove
lainnya,
crabs, swim, and other varieties that easily and without operating cars we get fish and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada
but
ukurannya.
If the crab has a size,
yang bisa ditangkap,
the size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest than the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement, 2-inch nets that we use to catch other fish.
If there are
crabs that lay eggs and we also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population development can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sharifa, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami.
We are
also talking about abrasion on the coast.
We have seen the reduction
in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java. The loss of mangroves means loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat because the seawater is eroded like that. So strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta, while maintaining the mangrove communities or small islands still having good living land and also having benefits for tourism activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome, but economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara tentang
this is very
tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
adalah tanggung jawab bersama.
We talk about responsibility.
Dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat lokal
ideally,
sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global.
Dan itu responsibility
yang shared untuk responsibility
starts from the local level to the national
inline,
and
ya.
Even
jadi
global level. And that for success is synergism or in line. So there are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that these are strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an environmentalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Carik Ngurah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk kepada
for the community,
baik
both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Lingkungan bisa terjaga dengan baik.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad,
help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Di samudra terbentang katulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kau
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Di sendiriku, hati ini telah melukis cinta yang kuingini. Yang saat ini ku tak tahu di mana, di manakah kau cantik sesungguhnya. Aku kangen kamu, di mana dirimu. Aku gak ngerti, dengarkanlah. Kau tetap terindah, meski tak mungkin bersatu. Kau selalu ada di langkahku. Kita meski cintamu aku sesungguhnya aku kangen kamu, di mana dirimu. Aku gak ngerti, dengarkan.
VOI listeners, thank you so much for sticking with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And today I also want to remind you, if you're currently listening to us through our online streaming voinews.id, you can absolutely also check out our website, which is rri.co.id. But if you want much easier access to our information, also updates, you can download our app RRI Digital, available on Android and also iOS. And other than that, you can absolutely check out our social media. It's and Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and also TikTok and Instagram, VOI_official. And if you want to give us a message or maybe inputs, feedbacks, you can absolutely do that by contacting us through our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62 821 238 1230. +62 821 238 1230.
Itu buta dan tuli, tak melihat, tak mendengar. Namun datangnya dari hati, tidak bisa dipungkiri. Itu benar, memang
kejap harus bangun.